A story now on what must be one of the more unusual hobbies out there, train spotting. Train spotting entails exactly what it sounds like, standing around looking at trains. It has been big in Britain for years. It's also big in some out-of-the-way spots in the U.S., as NPR's Kathy Lohr found out in Folkestone, Georgia.
Here in the far southeast corner of Georgia, on the edge of the Okefenokee Swamp, is a major CSX railroad crossing. About 70 trains pass through here each day.
Come up and join us. Pull up a chair.
Cookie Williams is the town's father figure who greets visitors at the year-old wooden train platform. It was his idea to build the platform based on a replica of an old passenger station. Williams watches the train over a mile long, loaded with everything from automobiles to coal to lumber.
Now, these covered hoppers like this could have plastic pellets. They could have some type of grain or other food stuff in them. You very seldom know what are in covered hoppers that moving south.
Somebody drew on that car.
Yeah, we get a lot of graffiti on some of the sides of the car. Some people that do that are very talented.
Because of the double line that runs north into Georgia and south down to Florida, this stretch of tracks is known as the Folkestone Funnel. Families come here from all over to visit. Ron Gabriel is from upstate New York.
I'm 61 years old. My kindergarten teacher said the first thing I said in kindergarten was trains. And my little grandson is 3, and that's all he talks about is trains. So I guess it's genetic.
Gabriel's father oiled locomotive wheels for steam engines for the New York Central Railroad during World War II. But this is the first time Gabriel and his family found a rail platform created just for train watchers. It's equipped with fans, lights, a picnic table, and even a barbecue grill. It's not easy for any of the train watchers to explain their love for the steel giants.
You've heard that old saying, the romance of the rails, you know? I don't know if it's that. Is it the motion? I love the old steam locomotives when they were on the rails. They were just beautiful pieces of work. But even the diesels, I enjoy. I've always said to my children, I've never seen a train I didn't like.
Here he comes, baby. This platform is also equipped with a scanner so people can monitor the arrival of the trains. Ron Gabriel's face lights up as much as his grandson's as the next train pulls into sight.
Two longs, one short, one long through the crossing. That's the standard signal.
A small book at the platform shows just how far rail fans have come to see the Folkestone Funnel. Since the station opened 1 year ago, it has hosted visitors from the U.S. and overseas. People are writing and reading about the site on the internet.
Well, I thought it was kind of weird at first because I'm not into train. I've never been on a train. And it's like you sit there all day and watch a train? Why?
Diane McLean works at the Western Motel in Folkestone. She's come to respect the train spotters that sometimes fill up the 29 rooms here.
It's awesome. It truly is. Just to talk to them and you look at them, they're everyday people. They are judges, sheriffs, preachers, from every walks of life.
Train spotting has been a hobby in America since 1869, when the driving of the Golden Spike joined the country and made possible rail travel between the East and West Coasts. The trains have brought new business to this sleepy Georgia town. People here say as long as they keep rumbling through, it means tourism and a fresh outlook on the world. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Folkestone, Georgia.